the time of Jacob's trouble. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Jeremiah 30:7. By comparing Genesis chapter 32 with Jeremiah 30:7 and the prophecy of Obadiah, we may see that Jacob represents believers and Esau represents unbelievers. I doubt not but these two characters will be brought out and clearly seen in the closing strife with the image beast, which is just before us. See Revelation 13:11-18. Jacob's trouble was when the messengers returning to him said, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. Genesis 32:6-7. The true saints will be brought into a similar situation at the time of the fulfillment of Revelation 13:11-18. Not that the saints will be killed, for then none would remain till the change. But to fulfill this prophecy, a decree must go forth to kill the saints, which will cause fear and distress. When Jacob was troubled, he wrestled with the angel until the breaking of the day. Genesis 32:24. In the last closing strife with the image beast, when a decree goes forth that as many as will not worship the image of the beast shall be killed, the saints will cry day and night and be delivered by the voice of God. Then the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it. Obadiah 18th verse. I have not been able to see anything in our past and present history which answers to Jacob's trouble and the day and night cry of the elect. Luke 17:7. I have been astonished at some of our brethren, while they have urged us to go about the work of crying day and night for deliverance. Not long since, I was in a meeting where the sentiment prevailed that if all would then go about the work, they might pray Christ down to the earth in 24 hours. It is clear that when the time comes for this cry, that the elect will have the spirit of prayer poured upon them. And I will pour upon the house of David, and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and supplication, etc. And the land shall mourn, every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart. See Zechariah 12:14, Ezekiel 7:15-16. When Jesus has finished his work in the heavenly sanctuary and comes out upon the great white cloud with his sharp sickle, then will be the time for the day and night cry, which is represented by the angels crying to Jesus to thrust in his sharp sickle and reap. Revelation 14:14-15. The desire and prayer of every pure soul is, "Thy kingdom come." But the special mourning, praying time of the saints is evidently yet to come.